Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, so many serious issues, headlines around the world in our region, and this is the station where you're going to learn about what's going on in the world. Those who are already members love the radio station and are always with us, but so many are listening, as you often point out, that don't reach down and put something in, and there's a real easy way to do it in our lockbox.
That's right. You know, we got to fill up that lockbox. It is where we live. If we're going to have a radio station, then really everybody has to participate. And sure, there are a few tickets left for $150, two tickets to the Capitol steps, plus you get the CD at the end. But what I love about it is we all get to see each other there. The whole WAMC crowd, we always fill the place up, and it's really great. And it helps fill the lockbox, and it's a terrific time for all. And, you know, as you drive around or as you're preparing for the kids and thinking about their future, you say, okay, he makes a good point. Maybe I'll do $5. Maybe I'll do $1,000. But whatever you can do, do it today, 1-800-323-9262 or at wamc.org and be part of this wonderful thing.
From there to the headlines, calling it deeply flawed as the previous iterations, GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine has maybe now sealed the final fate of the Graham Cassidy bill to overturn Obamacare, saying she will not vote for it.
Susan Collins, of course, is a terrific heroine, a hero of the first dimension. She's what a politician should be. She's a Republican, but she looks at the situation and she says, I can't be part of this. And she gives very specific and good reasons why. The problem for so many Republican senators and congressmen is that they take the money. And this money is tied to the fact that there's going to be a tax cut. And that the tax cut was dependent on the money that was coming out of the health care bill. Can you imagine taking health care away from millions of people who have just gotten it? And yet, there are those who say, winning re-election is more important to me than doing what is right. I've gone around these days saying, aren't there any mirrors in these people's homes? Don't they have to look at themselves? One thing I do know, and that is, these Republicans who are for this thing are never going to give up, because that's where the money comes from.
Where are the emails coming from and going to? Well, at least six Trump aides, according to a New York Times headline, use private email accounts. Hypocrisy, question mark?
You bet there's hypocrisy here. They take something which was never much of a story, and they make it, and they build it, and they say, jail her about Hillary, and they carry it on, and in the greatest of public relations history, they do it again and again and again until people start to believe it. And now, of course, turns out they're all doing it.
The serious issue of the war of words between North Korea and the United States. North Korea says it has the right to shoot down U.S. jets. Now, I saw an article, Alan, on Politico, and it had to do with California and the Joint Regional Intelligence Center issuing a bulletin saying California needs to be prepared in case of a nuclear attack.
Well, that's right. People don't take it seriously, but let me tell you, World War I was a pretty good example of how a war nobody wanted, which had devastating effect on the entire planet, could happen. Here you have a Korean dictator saying, all right, if you fly planes too close to us, we can shoot them down. And believe me, if they shoot down an American plane, that will be it. At least it looks that way to me. So the fact that we have to be prepared, if a madman decides to send a nuke out of his own self-preservation, that we have to be prepared for that. Yeah. So what needs to happen is people have to back off. There have to be diplomatic relationships established. And we're not talking appeasement here, but we are saying every single action has to be examined, and toughing it out schoolboy-wise on the part of the president and some of his advisors is hardly the way to go. And we do know that the generals who are staffing his cabinet are very loath to go in the same direction that the president is going. So he says something which is incendiary, and then they say in the background, muted voices, well, there are other ways to go. But he's the guy with the finger on the button.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox is open now and 24/7 at wamc.org.
And as I have said so many times, David, now more than ever.